From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Is Governor Murphy housing an unauthorized immigrant at his home in Middletown? During a discussion with the progressive group Blue Wave New Jersey at Montclair State, the governor said someone in their broader universe is in the process of becoming a citizen and offering a space above his garage for her to live.
And good luck to the feds coming in to try to get her.
The governor's office then backtracked on his comments, saying Murphy's words were misinterpreted. His office says no one is living at the governor's mansion. The person in question is a legal U.S. resident consumed by fear. Murphy was only giving his human reaction to what he would do if this person felt threatened. Turning a permit into a license will be a little bit more complicated for your kid. As of this month, the Garden State has a new rule that mandates practice driving hours before earning a license is possible. You'll have to certify that those practice hours did actually occur.
Anyone under age 20 who earns a permit on or after February 1st needs to log 50 hours of practice driving before becoming eligible for a license. 10 of those hours need to occur when it's dark outside.
This puts New Jersey in line now with the 47 other states that previously had practice hour requirements.
Tracy Noble with AAA Mid-Atlantic says starting August 1st, the MVC will require that a certification form be handed in during the licensure process, signed by the supervising driver. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A new report says auto insurers in the state are increasing premiums by an average of about 17% in 2025. The Insurance Council of New Jersey says on top of rising costs to repair vehicles, state insurers are also trying to make up for missed rate increases during the pandemic. Drivers have the option to shop around every 6 months to a year. Are you looking to upgrade your driver's license for a real ID in New Jersey? Good luck getting an appointment. Starting May 7th, a standard New Jersey license won't cut it as a form of ID to board a domestic flight. You'll need a passport or a real ID, but people looking to make an appointment at the local MVC is next to impossible. Currently, there are less than 80 appointments available statewide, and of those, the earliest open date is May 7th. That's the enforcement start date, but be patient. The state MVC says it adds new appointments daily. State officials say a massive number of drivers busted for DWI over an eight-year span could have their convictions overturned.
New Jersey has publicly shared records for more than 20,000 driving while intoxicated cases that may have been tainted between late 2008 and spring 2016. Breath tests were given on a number of devices not properly calibrated in various towns in Monmouth, Ocean, Middlesex, Somerset, and Union counties. A former state police sergeant is serving a five-year prison term for official misconduct. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Debates were held this week for the New Jersey Democratic and Republican gubernatorial primary at Rider University. All six Democrats vying for the seat say New Jersey is too expensive. The four Republican candidates got into a very heated discussion while they sparred over issues from transgender policies, but they did agree on some things like ending New Jersey as a sanctuary state. Meantime, New Jersey voters are split on whether the state is headed in the right direction, according to a new Emerson College poll, but plenty of folks agree on the economy is the top issue for the Garden State.
Most folks say that their income is not keeping up with expenses and inflation. That is higher, actually, among older folks.
In the same poll, 57% of New Jersey voters say they're opposed to the congestion pricing that's now in place in New York City. Looks like President Trump is making good on a campaign promise to eliminate the Federal Department of Education. Several media say that the administration is drafting an executive order to end the department that Trump in the past has said is being infiltrated by, quote, radicals, zealots, and Marxists. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer calls the president's alleged plan, quote, insane.
So we will fight against the president if he tries to shut down the Department of Education. We'll make it very clear that you can't, in a dictatorial fashion, just decide to shut down the Department of Education or to gut it. It puts our children's future at risk.
A 9-year-old boy shot to death in Newark, and now there's been an arrest in the tragic killing.
The Essex County prosecutor has charged 36-year-old Jesse Dunbar II with murder, attempted murder, aggravated assault, and weapons offenses. Authorities say he's the gunman who shot and killed 9-year-old Yasin Morrison in Newark's South Ward last Friday. The boy's father said on social media that he tried to shield Yasin from the gunfire. The New York Times reported that Yasin, who was autistic and nonverbal, trouble, was struck in the back of the head by a bullet. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jerseyans are bracing for higher prices now that tariffs have started on China, with an additional 10% tax on all goods being imported from China. Consumers are worried about the cost of several items skyrocketing, like sneakers, video games, and toys. For now, 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada have been paused. Drug overdoses responsible for more than 1,700 deaths in New Jersey in 2024, and that's considered progress. Officials continue to sound the alarm over the fentanyl, which can be more than 100 times potent than a traditional opioid.
Jennifer Austin with the New Jersey Division of the Drug Enforcement Administration says the DEA seized enough fentanyl in 2024 to kill every American.
That is a scary number, because we are not seizing even half of what is coming into the country.
One of the reasons drug deaths are down is because dosages aren't as lethal today compared to a few years ago, Austin says, and that is the intent by the criminals producing the drugs.
They're like, people don't care about the overdoses so much, they don't like everyone dying.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Well, this is disturbing. A new study found an entire plastic spoon's worth of microplastics in brain tissue. The study looked at brain samples collected last year, finding about 4,800 milligrams per gram of microplastics in brain tissue. Well, that's a look at the top trending stories at NJ1015.com this weekend. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. All of our content is available anytime. Go to our app or NJ1015.com, click on demand. Be sure to tune into New Jersey's First News Monday morning with me starting at 5:30 a.m.